Hello everyone, Ryan Stevens here on the Pick and Rollout. We have reached Final Four weekend. Let's get right into it. Saturday night, 6:09 p.m. Eastern on CBS. The South Region champions, Aztecs from San Diego State, a three-point favorite over the Eastern Regional champ, Florida Atlantic. This, of course, the Cinderella matchup this weekend. Though these two teams, both 30-plus game winners, and a combined 66-9 record this season. Just really some quality teams. Should be a great game. The Aztecs, as I mentioned, three-point favorites in this one. They're 19-15-2 against the spread this year. They've covered each of their last five following against the spread wins, each of their last six following straight-up wins. They've covered all four of their NCAA tournament games so far this year. They're 6-0-1 against the spread in their last seven Saturday games. They've covered each of their last six neutral site games. In their last 18 against teams with a winning percentage above 600, they're 13-3-2 against the spread. In their last 21 against teams with a winning straight-up record, they are 15-4-2 against the spread. And in their last 22 games overall, the Aztecs 15-5-2 against the number. Florida Atlantic, they were 24-11-1 against the spread this year. They've covered four of their last five overall and four of their last five following straight-up wins. They're also 4-1 against the spread in their last five games against teams with a winning straight-up record. They've covered four of their last five neutral site games, 17 of their last 23 on Saturdays, and in their last 33 games following an against the spread win, the Owls are 23-9-1 against the spread. Both of these teams, obviously at this point, you're playing pretty good basketball. They're both riding some hot trends. I'm going to take San Diego State, though. In the matchup like this, give me the team with the better defense. 131.5 is the total. San Diego State under in each of their last eight following an against the spread win, each of their last four on Saturdays. Their last four NCAA tournament games have gone under. 19 of their last 26 overall, 19 of their last 26 following a straight-up win. In their last 55 neutral site games, the under has hit in 37 of those 55 games. Florida Atlantic, under in 6 of their last 8 neutral site games, under in 5 of their last 7 overall, under in 5 of their last 7 following a straight-up win. I'll take over 131.5. You didn't hear me say over one time there, but 131.5 is just too low. I think this one sneaks over. We move on to the second Final Four matchup, the Western Regional champion UConn Huskies taking on the Midwest champ, the Miami Hurricanes. UConn 25-11-1 against the spread this year. They are 5.5-point favorites at the moment. The Huskies have covered each of their last four overall and their last four neutral site games, their last four against teams with a winning straight-up record. Duh, we're in the tournament. Here we go. In their last eight following an against the spread win, the Huskies 7-1 against the spread. In their last 12 games following a straight-up win of more than 20, they are 9-2-1 against the spread. They've covered four of their last five on Saturdays, 20 of their last 28 following a straight-up win, and 20 of their last 26 NCAA tournament games. Miami 22-14 against the spread this year. They've covered each of their four tournament games thus far, and five of their last six following an against the spread win. In their last 33 games against teams with a winning straight-up record, they are 23-9-1 against the spread, and in their last 55 against teams with a winning percentage above 600, they are 38-16-1 at the window. In this matchup, we actually do have a head-to-head trend here. The underdog has covered 8 of the last 10. It will be 8 of the last 11. Give me the Huskies minus 5.5. 149 is the total in this one. Miami over in 4 of their last 5 overall and each of their last 4 following a straight-up win. Over in 4 of their last 5 Saturday games and 4 of their last 5 neutral site games. Under, though, in 6 of their last 8 against teams with a winning straight-up record. UConn, under in 6 of their last 7 following an against the spread win, and 6 of their last 7 following a straight-up win. They've gone under in 6 of their last 7 on Saturdays, and 6 of their last 7 when facing a team with a winning straight-up record. In their last 7 neutral site games, the under is 5-2, and in their last 8 overall, the Huskies have gone under the total in 6 of those. I will take under 149. That is our look at the Final Four matchups. Be sure to subscribe to the feed. Stick with us through the championship game on Monday. I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.